From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. China's National People's Congress voted Sunday to abolish presidential term limits. The vote sets up a path that current President Xi Jinping could navigate to rule indefinitely. His current term ends in 2023, but analysts say he is likely to continue as the country's leader beyond that. The changes assert in clearer terms than ever the Communist Party's absolute authority over all affairs and its position as the only political organization fit to rule China. China said Sunday it does not intend to ignite a trade war with the U.S. because the move would be disastrous for the entire world. President Trump signed declarations Thursday imposing a 25% tariff on imported steel and a 10% tariff on imported aluminum, with the new taxes set to go into effect this month. Trade representatives for Japan and the European Union met with American trade representatives on Saturday in an effort to avoid a trade war over President Trump's new tariffs on aluminum and steel. Hong Kong saw low turnout numbers for an election Sunday to replace four lawmakers who'd been disqualified over oaths last year that the Chinese government deemed improper, that is. U.S. officials vowed Sunday they would not make any concessions to North Korea ahead of a planned summit between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. They also promised to continue to pressure the regime in Pyongyang. Among those commenting was the director of the Central Intelligence Agency, Mike Pompeo. The United Nations says hunger is soaring in the